A short time later, we stopped at a pair of double wooden doors. Kiana waved a yellow crystal at the door handles. Then we walked into the queen's bedroom. It was a large bedroom, certainly bigger than most I'd been in, but it didn't scream, "Queen slept here." The only distinctive feature of the room was that it had a wood theme. The room's floor was of wall-to-wall wood. I wasn't sure what kind of wood it was, but I knew it was a good one from both its shine and the way it felt firm and strong beneath my feet. The room had a wooden table surrounded by wooden chairs with no cushions. There was a large wooden dresser with a wooden stool next to it. The bed had a dark wooden frame that was covered by a wooden canopy. There were small wooden nightstands on either side of the bed. Even the full-length mirrors on the wall were framed in wood. Lying motionless in bed was the queen. She was a tall woman whose most striking features were her thick lips and curly sapphire hair. She looked older than the sisters, but by no more than a few years. Two Lantean women were kneeling beside the queen. One of the women, a younger-looking Lantean, was tall and slim and had Asian features. She was dressed from head to toe in a brown leather jumpsuit. She had a sheath for a sword, but it was empty. There was also a clipboard attached to her belt. The other woman was a shorter, slightly heavier-set woman. Her pale skin was nicely contrasted by her big dark eyes and her darker sapphire hair. The eyes were round and alert. Her hair was up in a bun. She was wearing a long white robe with many pockets. She looked older than the queen, but once again, by no more than a year or two. Walking toward the bed, I noticed a large wooden cup had fallen to the floor, spilling its dark, viscous contents all over. There wasn't much leakage, so I figured that the queen had drunk most of it before she dropped it. She and the area around the bed were surrounded by an electric field.
Zach, I'd like you to meet my Aunt Poca. Poca is the queen's personal physician.
I am also the senior medical researcher of Lantis.
This is Oma, my mother's personal aide.
And that is my only position, sir.
Kiana glanced sadly at the body.
And this is my mother, Queen Ella.
I surmised that.
Normally, one would curtsy in her presence, but we'll waive that for now.
I put her in a stasis field the moment I found her. I figured you would want the crime scene to be clean. I've read many of your XY World pulp novels.
Smart lady.
I gave the scene the once-over a few times, seeing if either Harv or I could pick up any clues before we disturbed the scene. Nothing immediately sprang into sight as an obvious sign of wrongdoing. You didn't need to be a highly trained PI to figure out that the queen had been drinking something and died while drinking it. If I had to guess, which I didn't, I'd say there was poison in the drink.
Who was the last person to see the queen alive?
Oma meekly raised her hand. She didn't raise it very high, though.
What was she drinking?
Hot cocoa with a touch of peppermint. It was her nightly favorite.
Who brought her the cocoa?
Once again, Oma meekly raised her hand.
Yes, but Kiana prepares the cocoa.
It is the tradition of the oldest daughter to make the cocoa.
Can I see video from the room's surveillance cams?
They all shook their heads no.
Why not?
We don't have any surveillance cameras. We are not a paranoid society like yours.
And even if we did, we wouldn't give you access to them. They would have been filled with images of the queen in her private moments.
You didn't need to tell him that!
I thought he should know the truth.
How does that help?
He should know that the queen is above all to us. That's why this crime is so unthinkable.
You say this happened 5 days ago?
Yes.
All the others nodded.
Don't the people miss the queen?
Our official announcement is that the queen is finally taking a well-deserved vacation to visit the XY world.
I thought we should have said she is on a meditation retreat. After all, in a way she is.
That is why you are a cousin and not in line for the crown. You don't think like a queen.
Okay, I'm going to need you to drop the stasis field so I can examine the body and evidence.
Are you a doctor? Do you have a forensic lab?
Not exactly, on both counts.
I lifted my arm to show them my wrist communicator. I pushed a button on the communicator to activate Harv.
But I have the next best thing.
Please, you're making me blush.
Ah, yes, your legendary computer.
I am more than up to this task. Don't doubt me because I'm a machine.
It's not so much because you are a machine. It's because you are a male machine created by a male.
Actually, being a machine, he's not technically a male.
I assure you, young lady.
I am 275 years old.
I assure you, young-looking lady, that while I may be a holographic representation of a male, I am currently all male. The algorithms and heuristics that compose my neuron net are modeled after summarized data of over 10,000 males. Physically, my simulated right inferior parental lobe is much larger than my left, much like a male's. I could go on and on. But to put it simply, if I peed, I would do it standing up and with the seat up. But being a gentleman, I would always lower to get off a use.
None of the seats on the relievement vestibules here go up. But I stand corrected.
Harv moved forward, passing through the stasis field.
I assure you, the fact that I think and act like a male, a very superior male, is a good thing here.
Are you saying that males are better than females? Is he saying that?
Not at all. It's just that males think and process information slightly differently from females. With all these female minds at work here, looking at the matter from a different perspective can only be a good thing. Remember, I am not saying better. I am saying different.
I suppose.
The other ladies all nodded in agreement. So, can you lower the stasis field, please?
Of course.
With a shield down, I moved forward to examine the body. There were no bruises or signs of trauma on her face. I started to pull the covers back to reveal more of her body.
What are you doing?
Andra leapt forward, grabbing me by the shoulder and spinning me toward her. I need to examine her entire body.
I will not allow that. You are a man!
Andra, Zack is here to help us. We must cooperate.
But he is a man and she is the queen. He may not look at her body without permission.
Well, what if I have Harv do it?
I don't know. He's still kind of a man. He said so himself.
Yeah, but kind of a man isn't a man.
Believe me, Andra, I have no carnal interest in your mother, the queen. I will be looking purely for signs of a crime.
I don't know.
I vote it is okay.
I agree.
I do too.
I see no other way.
I agree with the majority.
The sisters, aunt, and cousin have spoken. Harv may examine the body.
Kiana turned to me.
Zack, spin around and cover your eyes.
I did as I was told.
Okay, Harv. You may perform your examination now.
Please remove the covers. I am scanning her upper right quadrant. Now her upper left quadrant. Now her lower right quadrant. Now her lower left. No signs of trauma detected there. Now scanning her right upper extremity. Now left upper. Now left lower. Now right lower. Once again, no signs of trauma. Please, turn her over. Now examining her dorsal side. Now rescanning her upper right quadrant.
Harv, no need for the play-by-play. Just give us the final score.
If you insist.
Oh, men and their sports talk.
My scan is complete. I find no evidence of physical harm. Please cover the body again. You can turn around now, Zack.
I turned and looked at the queen's face. She seemed content, happy. There were no signs that she'd been surprised or startled. I pointed to the cocoa on the floor.
Examine the cocoa for poisons.
I did that before I put the queen into stasis. I found nothing, just as my examination of her body revealed no physical harm.
Harv walked over and dipped his finger into the cocoa.
My analysis agrees. There is no known poison here.
So, Poca, why are you so sure she was murdered? Why can't this be from natural causes?
Because she was barely 1,000 years old and didn't look a day over 800. Nobody here just dies. It had to be foul play.
So do you people live forever?
No, silly man. Once we reach a certain age and have seen, learned, and experienced all we wish to, we will ourselves into a lasting sleep.
How do you know she didn't do that?
Because she is the queen. Queens do not do that, not without telling the people.
I couldn't argue with that logic, mainly because there didn't seem to be that much logic there to argue with.
Zack, we know it doesn't seem like murder, but it must be murder. That is why we brought you here. Not only because we needed an unbiased opinion from someone with nothing to gain but the truth, but also because you are much more experienced with this sort of thing than we are. I know you can find the killer. Please tell me you can.
Looking into Luca's eyes, I knew I couldn't let her or them down. I had to figure out who did this and how.
Who would want to kill the queen?
Nobody.
She was loved by all.
She was a great queen.
I need to see more of your society and your people.
That can be arranged. I'll take you around as my pet man. But for now, we could both use some rest. It's been a long day. I'll have Oma take you to your quarters, and then I'll come for you in the morning. Is that acceptable?
Quite.
Oma led me to my room, a floor below the queen's. The room had a bed on one side, a shower, toilet, urinal, and a sink on the other, all surrounded by windowless dark blue walls. One of the walls had a few pegs where I guess males were supposed to put their clothing.
This is where Kiana's pet men stay. It is just down the hall from her room.
Nice.
It's not meant to be long-term, Zack. It's just a place for her men to rest and clean when and if she needs a break from them.
I walked over and sat on the bed.
I get it. They're supposed to be so honored they're with Kiana, they don't mind the conditions.
Nah, she just wears them down so much, they never even notice. I have many duties to attend to, planning the funeral. Do you need anything?
I could use a little something to eat.
She reached into her pocket and handed me a couple of long, thin wafers.
The kitchens are closed now, but these energy wafers should tide you over until breakfast.
Thanks.
If you need water, the sink works just fine. Do you need anything else from me?
Just a little information. You're a cousin, correct?
Yes.
Is Poca your mother?
No, Poca is, well, the Queen's youngest sister. The Queen never allowed her to bear children. The Queen insisted Poca was too important as is.
So where is your mother?
Once the Queen had her daughters, my mother knew she would never be Queen. So she asked the Queen's permission to leave the Ivory Tower and live as one of the people.
Really?
I have no reason to lie to you, Mr. Johnson. My mother, Jeuda, figured that if she couldn't be Queen, she might as well live the simple life.
But you stay here in the Ivory Tower with the royal family.
I am one of the royal family. I feel it is my duty to honor my duty.
You're a woman of honor.
I like to think so. I am loyal to my heritage. Besides, I have to admit, I like having my own room and being, well, special.
If Omo was anything, she was honest and straight. I like that.
Do you have any other questions for me?
Not right now.
Am I a suspect?
Truthfully, right now, everybody is a suspect.
I understand.
But as of this moment, you are way down on my list.
Do you need anything else?
For now, I'm fine.
I will check in on you from time to time to assess your needs.
She gave me a polite bow, then left the room, closing and locking the door behind her. Though I wasn't thrilled about being locked in, it was good that I was alone. Harv and I needed to talk, and it would be best if it were done in private.
What have you got for me, Harv?
No need for mental communication, Zach. I have scanned the room, and there are no eavesdropping devices.
Are you sure?
Harv appeared from my wrist communicator, sitting on the bed, legs crossed.
As sure as I am that the 1,000th prime number is 7,919.
Can't you ever just say yes?
Apparently not.
So what have you got for me?
Good news, which is interesting, and that may lead to bad news.
Okay. What's the good news?
Oma keeps quite complete records of the Queen's comings and goings and her meetings. And for all of Kiana's talk about this being an open society, for the last 3 days of her life, the Queen only met with the 6 women you've met so far.
So one of them is most likely the killer. If she was killed.
Oh, she was killed. I lied about the cocoa.
What? Why didn't you tell me sooner?
Because I was afraid if I told you in the presence of the ladies, your reaction, however subtle, might tip off the killer that you were onto her.
So what was the poison?
This is the interesting news. There were traces of XTC-69 in the cocoa. It's only made in one lab on Earth.
Randy's lab in New Frisco.
Yes, I checked Randy's records over the last few months, and there is no record of any of our ladies being there.
But?
But since Randy is my designer, he is able to shield certain things from me, unless I really poke around. So it is quite possible that one of them visited him.
I know Randy well. He has a big weakness for beautiful babes. I guess we all do, but in Randy's case, it's extra bad. Breasts are like kryptonite to his common sense.
We do know Kiana's been in the general area.
Hence the interesting news. I currently rate her as the most likely killer. She had the motive, becoming queen. She had the means. It all adds up.
Sure it adds up, but who knows who's been feeding us the numbers? Try to contact Randy. See if you can get better data from him.
Now, that won't be easy. The Lantis Force Shield blocks all incoming and outgoing transmissions.
I thought you specialized in doing what others couldn't.
You are just flattering me.
True.
I have to admit, I like it. I am starting to think I've been connected to your brain far too long. I may have found a workaround.
I knew you would.
Oh, interesting just got more interesting. And by interesting, I mean bad for you.
You usually do. Did you get through to Randy?
Unlike you, I am able to process many streams of incoming information. While I haven't been able to ping the outside world or worlds yet, I have found the Queen's online diary.
She kept an online diary?
Why are you surprised?
I thought she'd be more of a write it on good old-fashioned paper type of queen.
Zach, they aren't primitives. Every queen writes in this diary to share their knowledge with those who follow. From what I gather, she used a crystal to record the information, or wisdom, on a tablet.
So what did you find?
Most of it is quite boring. The passages like, a queen must love herself to love her people. Never eat too many onions before a formal dinner. Don't forget that people's wishes are important, but your wishes are more important. You are born to lead, so lead.
Yeah, words to rule by.
But it's the last phrase she wrote that sticks out.
Which is?
She wrote in big bold letters, I don't trust my oldest daughter.
Well, there it was. All the signs pointed to Kiana, my client. The problem was they were too obvious. Sometimes the obvious choice is the right choice. There are times when, yes, the butler with a bloody knife in his hand is the killer. I just needed to figure out if this was one of those times. I lay down on the bed. I didn't realize how tired I was until my head hit the pillow. It wasn't a very big comfy pillow, but it still felt good. Getting beat up, knocked out, and dragged to an unfamiliar society to solve a murder is surprisingly tiring. And I still had to figure out if Kiana really wanted me to solve this murder, or just to somehow find a way of convincing people she was innocent.
Harv, do your best to contact Randy. We need to know if any of the ladies have been there.
Working on that now. What are we going to do if it turns out Kiana is the killer?
I stretched out on the bed and kicked my shoes off.
We'll leap over that ravine when we come to it.
I woke up the next morning and felt a body by my side. That wasn't right. Elektra wasn't here. My first instinct was to go for the gun I always keep under my pillow. But it wasn't my pillow, and it wasn't my bed. I rolled out of bed and sprang to my feet. I saw that my intruder was Kiana, who was now propping herself up on an elbow on my bed. She was balancing my backup knife on a finger. My .44 mag was next to her.
Wow. Talk about weird morning wake-up rituals.
Harv, you could have warned me about Kiana.
I would have, but she didn't appear to be a threat, so I wanted to study her studying you. I thought you would have been pleased.
What's the meaning of this, Kiana?
No meaning. I just like watching men sleep. You're all so cute with your snoring and all.
I don't snore.
Kiana rolled off of my bed to her feet and pointed to the shower.
It's late by our standards. 1 hour after sunrise. Shower. And then I will feed you and show you around.
She pointed at a set of clothes hanging on the wall.
I had Oma bring you suitable clean attire.
I don't need clean attire. My gray PI suit has nanotechnology that always keeps it clean.
Perhaps, but it is still not suitable.
I walked over and examined the outfit. It was blue shorts with a sleeveless blue vest. There was also a pair of worn leather sandals on the floor. But that was it.
You expect me to wear this?
It's standard pet man attire.
I can't wear this.
You can, and you will.
I can and I will.
After you undress and shower.
After I undress and shower.
Harv, she's using the voice on me.
I know.
I thought you were coming up with some defense for that.
I dropped my pants.
I am. I just don't want to tip Kiana off. I figure you need a shower and you need to blend in. So no use trying to break her control on you now.
What about my Under Armour?
I pulled my shirt over my head.
As always, we will find workarounds.
5 minutes later, I was out of the shower and dressed. They only had cold water.
Hurry up, pet man. I'm getting hungry.
Still not really your pet man.
Just getting into character. Besides, you could be, if I so desired it.
She examined me. She pointed at my wrist communicator.
You can't use that here.
It's how I communicate with Harv.
No. My people here know men only serve one purpose. You have no need to communicate with others.
But I need to communicate with Harv.
She walked up to me and gently stroked my arm.
Just use the interface in your brain.
All right. You know about that.
Of course I do.
I slid the communicator band off my wrist and let it drop to the floor. Strangely now, for the first time, I felt naked. Kiana's room was about the same size as the Queen's, maybe a little smaller. It was also much softer and warmer. The floor was blanketed with thick red carpet. The windows all had long red silk drapes. The bed was a mega king-size canopy with thick plush red and pink covers. There was even a stuffed teddy bear sitting there, leaning against the pillows. The room screamed feminine so loudly a deaf man would have to cover his ears. This was a bit of a surprise to me. I never pegged Kiana as a girly girl. She took my hand and led me over to a table in the middle of the room. The table was covered with a nice white linen cloth. On top of the cloth was every type of breakfast. Pancakes, bacon, sausage, eggs, ham, hash browns, fresh fruit.
I take it you'll find something here you like.
I pulled up a chair and sat down.
You really know how to make a man happy.
In many more ways than just this.
She sat down beside me. She picked up a sausage with her fingers. She put it to her lips and slowly but surely sucked it in. She began chewing, wriggling in her seat just enough to make me squirm. I don't know what I found more impressive and appealing, the fact that she could inhale a sausage, or the fact that she seemed to enjoy it so much.
Keep your mind on the ball, big guy. Okay, maybe ball wasn't the best choice of words there. Keep your head in the game. Ooh, maybe head wasn't the best choice of words either. Electro!
That worked. I looked Kiana right in the nose. Her least sexy part.
You know, right now I have to consider you to be my number one suspect.
I know.
No amount of flirting is going to stop me from finding the killer.
I know. That's why you need to start learning about us quickly. Soon the people will ask about the Queen and discover she's dead. You won't be the only one to point an accusing finger at me.
Why is that? Simply because you're the oldest and next in line?
If only it were that easy. My mother and I have had some very public debates in the past.
Over? What over?
The XY world. Your world.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. Who was pro and who was con?
I wanted to establish relations with your people. We've been in isolation long enough. We are strong, powerful women. We have no fear of being dominated and ruined by men again.
So your mom had other ideas?
She thought you would corrupt us. She liked the status quo.
Most people in charge do.
How true. You know, you are wise for a man. My mother was afraid I might try to take power early.
And would you consider it?
No.
Who's next in line to the throne after you?
Luca.
Do you trust her?
Of course. She's my sister.
Oh, yeah. Sisters never fight.
Of course we fight. We're Lantians. We're fiery, independent spirits. But you've met Luca. She's as pure as virgin snow before it hits the ground.
You know it had to be you or one of your sisters or relatives.
Yeah.
So which one of your relatives is more likely to kill your mom?
I don't know, Zach. That's why I brought you here.
Kiana and I finished eating, and she took me for a tour of the city. The tour was actually at least as much to learn about Kiana's personality as to learn about the city itself. Still, why accomplish only one thing when you can do two at once? I had to give Kiana credit. On the outside, at least, the city of Atlantis did seem much like a utopia. The streets were clean, well manicured, and lined with fresh flowers and tall flowering trees. All of the buildings were made either from stone or wood, and had to be a couple thousand years old. But like the women who built them, none of the buildings showed cracks in their facades or other signs of aging. Everyone we passed greeted us with a bow of respect. Looking around, I saw women and low-level bots working together, painting and touching up the city's many smaller museums. None of the women were as tall as the royal family, but they all seemed extremely healthy and in great shape.
As you can see, we're all very fit.
I noticed.
It's from a proper exercise program and diet. Poca, Mara, and their aides have nearly perfected the food, so we get the optimal benefit from it.
Very good.
Kiana pointed to a building being worked on.
That is the Museum of Sculpture. Do you wish to go in there?
Not really. Not a sculpture kind of guy. For now, I prefer to just walk around and soak up the sights.
Our museums act as our cultural and education centers. We believe the body and mind should both be well sculpted. Sometimes a woman teaches, sometimes she learns.
She motioned toward a large red brick building with a domed roof.
That's our public library. We invented the public library.
I thought Ben Franklin invented that.
Benny was one of our guests. He liked the idea so much, we let him keep the memory.
Oh. So, you read books from our world?
My family and I do. But the common people don't. We have more than enough Lantian literature to keep them busy. You know, we encourage all of our citizens to write a book every few years. And we still publish our books on paper, the way books are meant to be read. As you can see, we have bots handling most of the day-to-day grunt work. This frees the citizens of Atlantis to spend their time learning about the world. Writing, painting, sculpting, doing craft work. Or they work on their bodies. Or if they feel like it, just meditating and relaxing.
I pointed to a couple of women up on a scaffolding, repairing a window.
Those aren't bots working there.
No, of course not. Each woman on the island has one day out of every 10 where they do community service and help the bots out. It's good for the soul. We're not like a mixed society where competition spurs greed. We are all equal.
Oh, I see. When is your day again?
Zach, we've been over this. The royal family has other duties.
Do you really believe you're equal to the people who serve you?
In most areas, yes. I have extra duties, so I need extra attention. The trappings of power come with costs, and vice versa.
So the masses are equal, but you and your sisters are above them.
Yes. Everybody cannot be totally equal, or else nothing would ever get done. Some people have to take charge. Those who are taking on more responsibility deserve a bit more attention. We have taken socialist ideals and made them work here. Everybody knows her place. Everybody is happy.
Well, not everybody's happy, or else I wouldn't be here.
Yes. You can never keep all the people happy unless you use mind control or drugs on them. Mom wasn't for that at all.
Kiana and I now came to a little park by a stream. It was a pleasant area, filled with lots of rolling grounds and just enough trees dotting the landscape to give some shade. Every few hundred meters, there was a covered park bench and wooden picnic table. Next to the tables were open roasting pits for barbecuing. At least, that's what I hoped they were for. It was a calm, relaxing place. For the first time since I arrived there, I noticed two young girls. One of them a tall, skinny blonde no more than 12, and another a short, brown-haired girl, maybe 5 or 6 years old, still carrying her baby fat. The young girls were running up and down, flying a kite as if they didn't have a care in the world. I miss those days.
You have children here?
Yes. We do keep our population regulated, but on rare occasions, we lose a member. When that happens, we replace the sister who left us with a new life.
Clones?
No, of course not. We feel cloning is unnatural and no fun at all.
Well put. So, some of the men you borrow become fathers?
Like I told you before, we do have a nice sperm bank, but sometimes we like to leave some things to chance and use a live being to help us create another live being.
You don't find that at all wrong?
No, of course not. We think of them as happy sperm donors.
She stopped walking and turned to me again.
Believe me, Zachary, none of them ever complain.
Do they even remember?
No, not really. We're just an occasional smile they get out of nowhere.
She touched me playfully on the shoulder.
Have you ever had one of those moments where you just smiled and didn't know why?
I didn't answer. She was playing with my mind now, and I've been played with by the best of them. I've learned it's best to ignore the goading and focus on the line of questioning.
So, how do you decide who gets to do the deed?
Kiana placed her hands on her hips.
I don't get your drift.
Who has the baby?
The queen gets first choice, being the queen and all. If she isn't in the right mood, then my sisters and I get the next choices.
Have any of you had children yet?
No, silly. None of us are even 400 years old yet.
So, if you gals and the queen pass, who's next?
Everybody who wishes to reproduce signs up for a lottery.
So it's random?
No, not at all. The queen picks the one she feels is most deserving.
So why do you call it a lottery?
Do you realize you just started 3 sentences in a row with so?
So what? Now we're up to 4. What's the answer?
Zach, calling it a lottery sounds so much nicer than saying queen's choice. That sounds so matriarchal.
What happens if one of you has a baby boy?
We have evolved so the physical environment of our wombs is hospitable only to ex-sperm.
I looked at the two girls running back and forth, flying the kite.
Cute kids. How old are they?
I believe Kia is 11 and Saya is 6.
When were they actually born?
Kia 11 years ago, Saya 6 years ago.
I asked that because I thought you people aged slower.
We age as you do for our first 20 years, before the slowing process begins.
I guess that makes sense. Nobody wants to be a teen for 100 years.
Exactly.
Kiana sat down, kicked off her heels, and dipped her feet into the water. She patted the ground for me to sit beside her. So I did.
Once we reach slowing age, we all age at the rate we choose. We age at varied rates, based on our needs, stresses, and metabolism. I age at a rate of about 1 year to every 12 of yours.
How often does one of you die?
Maybe once or twice every couple of years.
How do they die?
My, you do ask a lot of questions.
Can't learn unless I do.
On occasion, on very rare occasions, one of us will be killed in an accident. We can get a little rough in our sports.
Oh.
The number one cause of our passing is boredom. Sometimes after living for 1,000 years, some of us decide we've seen and done everything there is for us to see or do on this plane.
You mean planet?
No. I mean plane of existence.
Oh.
It's really a happy time for all. We get a new member of our society, and one of our older members gets to explore new dimensions.
Interesting. How often do you lose people to our world?
Kiana touched me again on the shoulder.
That's a very good question, Zach.
Yeah, well, I'm the best.
And the most modest.
Well, you've already met Barbette. Over the last 10 of your years, we've lost 10 others. The one you know as Shannon Cannon is one of us.
Huh.
Before that, defections were rare. The one known as Oprah was the most famous. She was in line to be queen here, but she decided she could be so much more in your world.
So, not everybody's happy then.
Everybody is happy, but a rare few are even happier elsewhere.
I turned to see 3 rather large women coming toward us. They were wrapped head to toe in black ribbon and brandishing clubs in each of their hands.
Speaking of people not being happy,
You didn't need my keen PI mind to tell that they didn't plan on using those clubs to play us a tune on the rocks along the stream. Kiana stood up and held out her arm.
What is the meaning of this?
This is nothing against you, Your Highness.
We are doing this for your own good.
Harm, you can't pump me up, right?
I jumped to my feet and took a ready stance.
I can, but I think I can do better. I've been studying neurology and old military techniques. I compute that I have found how to transmit a pulse of light through our optic connection to temporarily short-circuit a human brain.
I hope it works, because I've seen hungry cats around gimpy birds that didn't look as anxious as these three.
When have you ever seen that, Zach?
Waxing poetic, Harv. It's what I do.
The three women in black robes lunged toward me.
Nobody beats my pet man but me.
Kiana leapt across the field, barreling into two of the women and tackling them. The other woman managed to avoid Kiana's attack, swinging down at me with a club in her left hand. I darted to the right and avoided her first attack. Undaunted, she swung across her body with the club in her right hand. I ducked under this attack, countering with an upper jab to the solar plexus. She took the blow and staggered back a step. Reaching forward, I grabbed both of her arms, pulling them down so she couldn't club me again. Acting fast, I forced her arms together to the middle of her body to take away her power. She was shockingly strong, pushing outward and forward to break my hold on her. I had gravity and Harv on my side. I hope that was enough.
Harv, this trick of yours better work.
Zach, it's not a trick. It's a technique I have developed after minutes and minutes of theoretical testing.
Minutes and minutes?
Zach, I am a mega supercomputer. I do more in minutes than most do in a lifetime.
Theoretically?
Yes, you got me on that one. I figured people might get upset if we tested it on them in real life. Still, I am 99% confident it will work.
I cocked my head forward, opened my eyes wide, and locked them with my assailants. She had deep brown eyes. I might have found them attractive if they weren't bloodshot out of hate for me.
Fireheart!
I did, over 100 times.
Before I could reflect on how bad it was, my attacker tilted her back, then shot it forward into my head, butting me to the ground. Standing above me, she smirked. She dropped both of her clubs and rubbed her hands together.
You are a weak man. I need no weapons to take care of you.
Harv, what's going on?
You're going to find this funny.
I don't think so, Harv.
Well, maybe interesting then.
Harv!
I failed to take into account the differences in the Lantean brain and the human brain. Lanteans and humans are very close, but different. Luckily for us, the Lanteans have made in-depth studies of their brain activities, so I have been able to recalibrate.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking. How lucky I am.
My assailant reached down, grabbed me by both sides of my vest, and yanked me back to my feet.
I want to see the look on your face when I smash it in. You will stand there, and you will take this.
She was using the mind control voice on you. I think I blocked it.
Two good things were actually happening here. First, she had no idea that Harv was able to block her attempt at mind controlling me, putting her totally off guard. Second, by getting a good look at my face, it gave me a good look in her eyes.
Fire now, Harv!
Done.
I studied my attacker. She still had her fist locked and drawn back, ready to clock me. Checking out her eyes, I noticed that they weren't blinking. It had worked. I reacted fast, clenching my right hand into a fist. I jabbed it into her face. Sure, it felt bad hitting a defenseless woman, but I would have felt worse getting beat up by a not-so-defenseless woman. Not wanting to give her any chance to recover, I hit her with another right. My punch drew blood, and she fell to the ground. Not having time to bask in my victory, I turned my attention to Kiana and her attackers. I guess attackers was too strong a word. They were both lying face down on the ground, motionless. Kiana was standing over them proudly.
I am not just a pretty face.
She pushed a button on her communicator.
I'll have security come and put these three away until they cool down.
Why did they attack us?
They're man-haters.
Man-haters?
A part of our society. A small part. Doesn't think we should have anything to do with men. They think men are too violent and competitive. They think all men should be killed.
What? They don't think that in itself is violent?
They believe violence in the short term will lead to a better world in the long term.
So the end justifies the means. And the meanness.
My, my, Zach. You are a smart man.
Kiana and I sat by the stream waiting for security to come and take away our assailants. During that time, the two assailants that Kiana had handled stayed stiffer than a frozen rope on Pluto. When Kiana put you out, you stayed out. The one who attacked me did start to stir after a few minutes, but almost as an afterthought, Kiana pressed her foot against the side of my ex-attacker's neck, dropping her cold. After around 15 minutes, Andra showed up dressed in full battle gear, not the purple leather stuff she wore the day before. This was thick blue metal armor. You knew she was serious because it even covered her legs and midsection. Ander was backed up by six armored security women, each bigger than the last. Luca was also there with a look on her face that was a cross between sad and worried. That didn't feel right. Why send eight people to take away three people that Kiana had clobbered? Why were both Andra and Luca here? Something bad was up. Before I could say anything, though, Kiana got up to greet her sisters and their backup.
Sisters, how good of you both to come. I'm touched by your compassion. But really, I'm fine.
Andra pointed a finger at Kiana.
You are under arrest for the murder of our mother, the Queen.
You can't be serious.
I am deadly serious.
We are.
On what grounds?
Mara expanded the parameters of our poison scanning devices.
We found a poison in Mother's cocoa. One found only in XY land.
I am not the only one of us who visits that land.
This poison is a very specific poison found only in one lab.
I was surprised that the Lantians had figured this out so quickly. It was impressive. Unless, of course, it was a setup.
The poison is found at AMP Labs, a lab owned and operated by a Dr. Randy Poole.
So?
Luca took a blue crystal from her pocket.
This holographic crystal says it all.
A holographic image of Kiana entering AMP Labs projected from the crystal.
This image was captured from AMP Labs security cameras 10 days ago at 12:01 p.m. their time. Can you explain it?
Yeah. I was interested in having this explanation, too. Surely Kiana knew Randy and I were friends. She should have at least mentioned their meeting to me. I knew a woman like Kiana could wrap Randy around her little finger and get him to do anything. Gates, a woman just a quarter like Kiana could have had her way with Randy. Andra shot an accusing finger at Kiana.
Everybody but Zach,
arrest
freeze!
Everyone within shouting distance, except for Kiana and me, stopped in their tracks, looking like living mannequins. Impressive.
It is my extra special gift. I can't hold them long, though. Zach, you have to believe me. I didn't kill my mother.
Why did you tell me about your meeting with Randy?
I didn't think anything of it. Mara told me of his work, so I thought he might make potential mating material. Then I met him and figured no way. I made an excuse and left.
I looked at her. No noticeable facial tics or changes in expression.
Her breathing pattern and heart rate did not change.
Still, you're smart, lady. You had to know it was important that you met with Randy, even in passing.
I was afraid if you knew that you wouldn't take the case.
I seem to recall that I didn't have much choice but to take the case.
Yes, but if you thought I was guilty, you wouldn't try very hard to prove otherwise. You would turn me over to my sisters. I wanted you to get to know me better, to realize I could never murder my mom.
No!
The six security women cautiously surrounded Kiana.
I will not fight. I am sure the court will prove my innocence.
One of the security women pulled Kiana's arms behind her back and bound them. Another guard stuck a long piece of adhesive over Kiana's mouth.
Take her away!
The security women saluted, then led Kiana away, leaving me alone with Andra and Luca. Andra approached me.
What do we do with this one?
He is innocent. I will put him on a bubble back to his land and wipe his memory.
Andra got so close I could smell her breath. She leaned into me.
What are you doing? Trying to smell what I had for breakfast?
No. Trying to see if you smell guilty.
Well, do I?
Nope. You are free to go.
Luca came up to me and took my arm.
Come, Zach. I will escort you out.
I gently slipped out of her grasp. I'd like to stay.
Why?
No way.
I'd like to make sure Kiana's guilty. If she used me, I want to know.
Andra grabbed my shoulder.
Trust me, you've been used. Get used to it. Men did it to women for centuries, so turnabout is fair play. Now, time for you to get off our land.
I twisted away from Andra's grip.
If she really is guilty, what's the problem with me staying around?
It is for your own safety.
I'm touched, but I am a big boy. I can take care of myself.
In your world, maybe. But here, without your fancy weapons, you wouldn't stand a chance. I could kill you if I fart in your general direction.
Now this is a girl you want to bring home to mother.
Don't challenge her on that one, Zach, please.
I'm a lot tougher to kill than people think.
Let's see if that's true.
Luca stepped in between us, spreading her arms apart to separate us even more. First, she turned to Andra.
Sister, Zach just wants what we all want, a fair trial. Please, be patient with him. He is our guest.
He's not my guest.
Well, he's my guest, and I am now next in line to be queen.
Andra backed down.
Zack, it's only a matter of time now until the general public learns of our mother's demise. Since Kiana had a pro-man agenda, many of our people may wrongly blame you. We couldn't protect you.
I can handle myself.
Yes, in your own environment, I am sure you are quite formidable. I am also sure you could handle yourself against one, or maybe even two, of our citizens. But only the Thompson sisters on Earth could stand up against four or five angry Lantians. Maybe a very powerful Psi like Elena on the moon could stand up against three. But you, Zack? No way.
She put her arm around me and started to lead me away from Andra.
Now, let me take you to your room to get your stuff. Then I will escort you to the docks to make sure you are safe.
I didn't want to leave. In fact, I knew I had to stay. But this wasn't the place to plead my case. Not only would it be good to get as far away from Andra as possible, it was also better to get out of the public's sight for now. Luca wasn't nearly as wild or explosive as Andra. I might be able to reason with her, but first I had to get her alone. I let Luca lead me away toward my room. As she hurriedly pulled me back to the ivory tower, we didn't talk much. I needed to think. Sure, Kiana had the motive and the means to kill the queen. She certainly had the most to gain, but she also had the most to lose. Kiana would eventually become queen, so why rush the matter? From my contact with her, she didn't seem like she was in much of a hurry to become leader, even if she did have issues with her mother's politics. I thought Kiana would have been content to wait the queen out and then implement her own policies when she became queen.
Harv, you have to contact Randy and let me know what he knows about Kiana.
Zack, I've tried over a million times. I am ashamed to admit I can't figure out a way to transmit to our world. Their defenses preventing communication with the XY world are quite good. It's weird. Their systems are over 2,000 years old. Yet in some ways, they are more advanced than our regular Earth systems. In other ways, they aren't. They're quite different and therefore difficult.
Now this was different. I'd never seen Harv so stumped and frustrated before. At least not when dealing with technology. People frustrated him, especially me. But not machines. Harv was normally a master at getting what he wanted from other machines. But not this time, with his normal method. This was going to take a different approach. A more off-world approach.
Try to contact Elena. Maybe she can help us.
Moon Elena?
Yes, Moon Elena. Luca mentioned her, so they obviously have some contact between the Moon Atlantis. Neither group quite trusts regular humans.
The Elena who threatened to turn you into a turnip?
Yes, that Elena.
Okay, I am trying. I will let you know if I get through.
Good.
Zack, you look pensive.
No, just thinking.
Zack, I don't know about your world, but here in Atlantis, pensive and thinking mean about the same thing.
Just a little joke.
Nobody is ever going to get it.
I don't want to leave just yet. We reached the bottom level of the ivory tower and entered.
Ah, you've grown accustomed to Kiana. How sweet.
Not Kiana, the truth. We reached the open elevator and walked in. Luca was silent until the door closed.
Zack, it doesn't matter what the truth is. Once the word is out that the queen is dead and Kiana, a man sympathizer, is the suspect, it will not be safe for any man here. Thank the mother of us all, you are the only man on the aisle right now.
What if I could stay and not be a man?
Zack, we don't have time for you to undergo an operation now.
Harv, toss a Lantian holodisguise over me.
What, the Hades? You look like one of us now. You must be wearing a holographic device.
Sort of. I have my computer connected directly to my brain. It allows both of us to do all sorts of things.
Harv appeared from my optic lens in full butler regalia. He bowed.
I am not his computer. I am a cognitive processing entity that just happens to be hardwired to Zack's brain. If anything, he is my human.
So it's safe to assume that Kiana didn't tell you a lot about me?
No. She just said you were stubborn and persistent and could take a punch.
I prefer to think of him as dogmatic, pig-headed, and just plain lucky. Mostly lucky he has me.
Once the elevator doors opened, Luca walked out. I followed her in disguise.
Just say yes. I can stay and help find the truth.
Your voice even sounds like us.
I have a very advanced holographic interface. It took me a while to figure out how to change Zack's voice, but let's say they're audio simulations.
Please, let me stay.
Well, I suppose now that my mother is dead and my oldest sister will be on trial, I could use a personal bodyguard.
Right then and there, I knew one thing. Luca's willingness to play along and let me stay meant that I could drop her, if not off the suspect list, and way down on the list. If she was worried about being connected to the murder, no way she'd want me sticking around, especially after she saw what Harv and I, were capable of.
Then call me Xena. Bodyguard to the queen-to-be.
Xena, it is.
First, we stopped at my old room, where I was able to pick up my clothing, weapons, and Under Armour. Even with a holographic disguise over me, I still felt better in my pants and shirt. Plus, if my past history was any indication, the armor and weapons would come in more than handy. Next, Luca led me down a different hallway to her room. It was a large room, much like Kiana's, just a bit fluffier here and there. More throw pillows. In fact, it looked like a giant throw pillow-eating beast had barfed in the room. Oma was in the room with a duster. She was fluttering from bed to desk to nightstand, frantically dusting away. She didn't even notice that we had entered the room. She was clearly nervous, like a wounded bird at a cat show. Oma stopped dusting her duster. She turned around. Her eyes opened wide and her head lowered when she saw Luca.
Oh, Your Highness, I am sorry. I was just cleaning.
I can see that.
Oma scurried over to us, her head a bit lower with each step.
Oh, I am sorry I stated something so obvious. I'm sorry I didn't see you come in. I'm sorry that...
Luca reached forward and patted Oma on the shoulder.
It's okay, old friend.
It's just...
Slow down. Breathe. That's a royal order.
Oma tilted backward a bit, arching her back. She wiped the sweat off her brow.
It's just... You are going to be queen now. At least until after the trial.
I am aware of that.
And we don't know how the trial will go. The thought that your sister, my cousin, killed your mother, my aunt, our queen, saddens me. The thought of how the people will react when they learn what happens saddens me. The fact that your mother, our queen, is no longer with us saddens me deeper. The fact that I couldn't protect her, that I brought her the instrument of her demise.
She threw herself down to the floor, wrapping herself around Luca's knees.
I'm sorry.
Luca gently bent over and put her hand under Oma's chin. She used her hand to gently bring Oma up to a standing position.
You did nothing wrong. Now, this will not do. I need you to be strong. We all need you to be strong.
Luca shook her head slowly. She grabbed Oma by the shoulders and looked her dead in the eyes, sapphire to sapphire.
There is only one thing to do when you get like this.
Oma lay still on the floor after Luca's elbow had put her there. It also took me aback. I wasn't expecting that. After a nano or two, Oma started to blink. She opened her eyes. She pulled herself up to a sitting position.
Thanks. I needed that.
A good leader does what's best for her people, no matter how much it may hurt.
Luca reached down and pulled Oma up to a standing position. For the first time, Oma noticed that I was in the room.
Excuse me, and you are?
The standard greeting is a fist bump, then a shout of your name.
You're kidding, right?
Believe me, I can't make this stuff up.
I made a fist and held it out.
My name is Xena.
Xena will be my private bodyguard.
Strange, I've never seen you around.
Do you know all 10,000 of us by name?
No, ma'am. I should, but I only know 9,373 by name. You must be so ashamed of me.
No, of course not. That is why I have Xena here. I wanted new blood, somebody not in the inner circle.
I have spent much time in the XY world. I just recently returned when I decided all men are scum.
How did you, a non-royal, spend so much time in the XY world?
Spitting in public. That gets you banned here.
I spat in public once, 150 years ago, and Luca saw me. As punishment, she exiled me to the XY world.
Oh, I see. How did you become friends then?
Since her return, we have been playing rugby together.
I want to make up for my indiscretion.
She is a fierce competitor. She will have my back.
Really? She looks a bit soft.
Zack, you have to prove yourself to Oma.
Really?
Really. I am pumping extra blood to the bones and muscles in your right arm now.
I felt the surge Harv was talking about and went with it. I moved forward and hit Oma with a right elbow to the jaw. My blow sent her stumbling back. She wobbled but stayed on her feet. She steadied herself and smiled.
I was wrong. You throw a decent elbow. I do believe you will be a worthy bodyguard.
Of course she will. Now, go prepare a room for her.
Ah, my future queen?
Yes?
Isn't it both customary and safer for those who need bodyguards to have their bodyguards with them at all times?
Well, yes. But I feel safe in my own room.
But wasn't your mother, our queen, killed in her own room?
You are right. Now, go find Xena a bed and linen.
Yes, my future queen.
Luca and I watched in silence as Ulma left the room.
I am sorry, Xena. You must sleep in here with me.
No problem at all. I'll adjust.
Remember, you are almost married.
I remember.
Plus, this girl is too young for you.
Harv, she's close to 300 years old.
Yes, she's too old, too, so don't get any thoughts. Well, you are only human. Thoughts are okay, I guess. Just don't do any actions.
Got it.
I sat down on Luca's bed. The mattress was much firmer than I thought it would be. I patted the bed.
Come, let's talk for a moment before Ulma comes back.
Luca slowly started to walk toward me.
You think I may be involved in my mom's killing?
I wouldn't be doing my job if everybody wasn't a suspect.
She sat down gently on the bed, about a meter from me.
I would never kill my mom. I would never kill anything. I do not even kill insects. I trap them and set them free outside.
She died drinking cocoa, and I do believe you said you make the best cocoa?
Yes, I did say that.
For all I know, you could have used your powers.
My gifts.
You could have used your gifts to make the cocoa lethal.
I never thought of that.
You seem sweet and caring on the outside, but I've heard Jack the Ripper could be quite the charmer.
Yes, I remember that.
Luca tilted her head toward me, her eyes fixed steadily on mine.
Perhaps I should step down until this is settled. I never wanted to rule. I never thought I would need to rule.
Who's next in line after you to lead?
Andra.
Lovely.
Don't do anything rash.
Okay.
I really didn't think Luca was the killer. I didn't think she had it in her. Sure, the sweetness could have been an act, but if it was, it was a damn convincing one. If so, she'd make a great politician. Besides, my instincts told me we didn't want Andra leading no matter what. Andra was a hit him first, hit him again, why bother asking questions when the hitting's so much fun kind of person.
Any idea why somebody would want to kill your mom?
No. Mom was loved by all.
Well, obviously, not all.
Okay, all minus one.
So, your mom didn't want to open relations with my people.
No. She thought men had one purpose and one purpose only.
Right, to open jars.
No, sex, silly. We are all really strong. We can open our own jars.
But Kiana wanted to open up relationships with my world. Tell the world about Lantis.
Kiana thought the diversity would be good for us, that we were becoming too set in our ways.
What are your thoughts?
I kind of saw both their points. Men tend to be overly violent and settle arguments with their brawn instead of their brains. Still, they do have their purposes, and even we women have our violent sides. It's different, but it's still there. So I can see why Mom wanted to protect us from that culture. I can also see why Kiana wanted us to interact more with that culture.
Wow, you straddle the line pretty well. You are a natural-born politician.
Thank you.
She stood up.
I have some of those political duties to attend to now. Will you be okay alone for a while?
I'm a big girl.
Luca smiled, nodded, and then left the room. I walked over to the door and bolted it. I didn't need or want any surprises.